San Jose side of things. A man who had some pretty intimate knowledge because he played for and then broadcasted that team's games for a lot of seasons. He's going to be part of our pre- and post-game shows here on TSN 1200 for the coming season, and he'll make his debut tonight. We welcome on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline former NHLer Jamie Baker. How are you doing this morning, Jamie?
Good morning, guys. Just doing what I do now. I listen to you guys in the morning, and I listen to 1200 throughout the day. I'm a talk show radio follower now.
just like in San Jose, nonstop hockey talk.
Well, that was the thing, you know. Like, I never listened when I played because I was probably the guy getting carved by the analysts. So I definitely didn't want to listen to talk radio when I was a player. And then out in San Jose, I spent 16 years there with the Sharks. The only talk radio was up in San Francisco, and they talked, you know, 49ers, San Francisco Giants, and the Golden State Warriors, maybe a little bit of Raiders and A's. Very seldom did they ever touch on hockey, so I never really listened to it. Yeah. But I do now. I'm officially a fan.
There you go, and we appreciate that. Now, when we introduced you about a month or so ago, you were like, I'm in, but I'm going to need some time because I got to go back to San Jose. So am I right in saying that you drove out to San Jose and drove all your stuff back? And how was that cross-country extravaganza?
You are incorrect.
Okay.
The initial plan was to fly out there, go through my storage unit, which means three piles, throw away, give away, keep. And then I was going to drive back, and then I changed my plans. I flew back. So I've shipped. The update is everything got shipped about 2 days ago.
Okay. So, and has it arrived in one piece? Any important things?
Well, it's en route. It's en route. So we're hoping that it arrives on time. Yeah.
Okay. So, good stuff.
All good. All good, though. But thank you for your concern.
Well, I just want to make sure you're comfortable as you begin your work here at TSN 1200. So we want to bring you on, to make sure everybody knew that you're going to be part of things starting tonight with the pregame show. But, B, you know the Sharks as well, or better than anybody, certainly, in Ottawa. What do you make of their, again, it's early season, only two games, but what do you make of what San Jose has done so far?
So watched half the game against Winnipeg just because of the time change. And then I watched the entire game against Montreal. Now, against Montreal, the Sharks looked great, but part of it is, did they play really that well, or did Montreal play that bad, or was it a combination of both? And I think it was probably a combination of both, but San Jose has a different vibe around them right now. They've injected some youth in there, but also I think some of the veterans have come back more motivated than maybe in the past. They aren't really happy about the season that they had last year. They've had 2 years in a row now where they've missed the playoffs. This is an organization, San Jose, this is their 31st year in the league, 30 years playing because of the 1 year of the lockout. But they've never missed the playoffs 3 years in a row. So it's a motivated group. And I'm seeing a team, if you get the defense going, the big three of Burns, Carlson, and Vlasic going, and playing well, each of them on different D pairs. They're already good down the middle with Logan Couture, Hurdle, and Bonino as your 1-2-3. And if you get any type of goaltending, which they have so far, then you've got a team that could be a little bit of a sleeper in the West. I think they might be fighting for a playoff spot this year, which I think most of the experts out there, I don't want to say wrote the Sharks off, but were like, didn't know what to expect, but I don't think they were picked in a lot of experts' opinions to make the playoffs this year. But boy, if you're good, if you have a decor like that and you're good down the middle, that's a little bit of a game changer. And then you're bringing in some of these young guys with some of their speed and whatnot. They're a fun team to watch so far, and I think it's going to be a fast, very aggressive game tonight. Looking forward to it.
First time in a long time, Bakes, where there's actually no pressure on the team as well.
I think there's, you know, Simmer, I think there's always internal pressure. I think for players to live up to their contracts. Like, look at Erik Karlsson this year. His AAV is $11 million, but, you know, for actually cash dollars, what you're getting paid this year, he's the highest paid player in the league. This year he gets $14.5 million in his contract. He's the highest paid, $1.5 million more than McDavid. So I think there's pressure for him to live up to that and to the standards that he's previously set here in his great years in Ottawa. I know Burns puts pressure on him, and Logan Couture puts pressure on themselves. And I think young guys, there's a little bit of pressure trying to make the NHL. So I see that. But I think they also are trying to defy what the experts say. So it's us against them, a little bit of that type of mentality, a little bit within there. I could see that. And they're also, I think they're trying to reestablish a culture. This is also the first year in, 22 years that either Joe Thornton or Patrick Marleau weren't a representative in that dressing room. So it's kind of really Logan Couture's room now as the captain. You know, those guys were major influences. So one of those two guys, and for a long time, of course, both of them have been in that locker room. So there's a little bit of a changing of the guard right now, and they've got some young guys. This Jonathan Dolan had a good game the other night. William Eklund, they didn't have him penciled in initially during training camp to make this team. They were probably going to send him back to Sweden for the year or down to the San Jose Barracuda, the American Hockey League team. And he made the team because so far anyway, you know, we'll see what happens come games 9 or 10, whether they want to use him for the entire year or not. But he's been playing really well. So they've got some young guys that they're excited about, which has, you know, in years past, they were excited about guys, but they just didn't live up to their expectations.
Jamie Bake is our guest. The other big change is no Evander Kane, who right now is suspended by the NHL, and we'll see what happens when that ends at the end of November. I know last year was different physically. Even as a broadcaster, you're not able to get to nearly as close to the players as you typically would. Can you give us, though, a sense in the years previous to that and even last year? I mean, the sense from the outside, from those of us from the outside, is that his teammates didn't like the guy too much. Can you give us any insight into that at all?
So I can't give you insight last year because I wasn't with the team. So I left in, you know, prior to last season. Okay. I left in December of 2020. So I don't know what it was like. I know what 2 years ago, I didn't see, you know, like I'd heard some things about, you know, Winnipeg and Buffalo, you know, and but I hadn't seen anything personally. He was really good with the media. He was good with me, and I didn't see it. So if there was anything brewing behind the scenes, I don't think the lid had popped off yet. I think that kind of all happened last year. You know, the guys are obviously being very careful about what they're saying, but there's a pretty much underlying belief out there that they're happy right now without him in the locker room. And there's, you know, they're creating this culture and this positive vibe, and they're moving on. You know, I think they're probably tired of answering the questions, especially, you know, you get the swing through Canada, everybody's asking them about it, and, you know, they're answering the questions as politely as they can, but at the same time, they want to focus, you know, as Bob Bugner says, I'm focused on the 23 guys that are here. So I wish I could give you more information on it. I don't know how divisive he was, you know, last year in the locker room, you know, but from what I read, from what I, you know, gather, that's when it kind of started to get worse. And you just see all the off-ice issues. So probably some of the guys knew about that a little bit last year, because that's when it was kind of all happening, especially the gambling thing and what that all came out and stuff like that.
Will he ever play for the Sharks again? Will he play in the NHL again? Or do you think the next stop is the KHL?
I have no clue what's going to happen here. I boil it down to six options. One is he plays for the Sharks, which I don't know. I don't see that happening. Two, they send him to the American League. I don't know if they want to do that. Three, he plays somewhere else, whether it be the East Coast League, the KHL, somewhere. If they place in the KHL, that means he gets out of the Sharks contract, which the Sharks would probably like if he wasn't there. Four, he just goes home and just play, you know, he watches this season. And actually, I got five options. The fifth option is he does something else that allows them to get out of the contract. So if they just sit around and wait long enough, that could be next.
Wow.
Because we don't know what's out there, right? Seriously, like, I don't know what's going to happen with Evander Kane. I don't think anybody really does. And I know the Sharks haven't really said anything about it either.
Hang on. What's the sixth option?
I only had five. Sorry. Okay. I was teasing you guys. I was teasing you with six.
Okay, you
six
got
six options. We'll review those five carefully again.
Yes. Okay, you've got all day, and maybe you can come up with a sixth option you can present the pregame show tonight. How's that sound?
That's well, I will take the time to do that.
All right, sounds good. Looking forward to hearing you tonight in the pre- and post-game show with the boys. Enjoy the game tonight. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks, guys.